counting to three. Cognitive scientists have studied our natural tendency to look only for corroboration. They call this vulnerability to the corroboration error the confirmation bias. There are some experiments showing that people focus only on the books read in Umberto Eco's library. You can test a given rule either directly, by looking at instances where it works, or indirectly, by focusing on where it does not work. As we saw earlier, disconfirming instances are far more powerful in establishing truth. Yet we tend to not be aware of this property. The first experiment I know of concerning this phenomenon was done by the psychologist P.C. Wason. He presented subjects with a three-number sequence, 2, 4, 6, and asked them to try to guess the rule generating it. Their method of guessing was to produce other three-number sequences, to which the experimenter would respond yes or no, depending on whether the new sequences were consistent with the rule. Once confident with their answers, the subjects would formulate the rule. Note the similarity of this experiment to the discussion of the way history presents itself to us. Assuming history is generated according to some logic, we see only the events, never the rules, but need to guess how it works. The correct rule was numbers in ascending order, nothing more. Very few subjects discovered it, because in order to do so, they had to offer a series in descending order that the experimenter would say no to. Wason noticed that the subjects had a rule in mind, but gave him examples aimed at confirming it instead of trying to supply series that were inconsistent with their hypothesis. Subjects tenaciously kept trying to confirm the rules that they had made up. This experiment inspired a collection of similar tests, of which another example. Subjects were asked which questions to ask to find whether a person was extroverted or not, purportedly for another type of experiment. It was established that subjects supplied mostly questions for which a yes answer would support the hypothesis. But there are exceptions. Among them figure chess grandmasters, who, it has been shown, actually do focus on where a speculative move might be weak. Rookies, by comparison, look for confirmatory instances instead of falsifying ones. But don't play chess to practice skepticism. Scientists believe that it is the search for their own weaknesses that makes them good chess players, not the practice of chess that turns them into skeptics. Similarly, the speculator George Soros, when making a financial bet, keeps looking for instances that would prove his initial theory wrong. This, perhaps, is true self-confidence, the ability to look at the world without the need to find signs that stroke one's ego.